proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
So my wife and I have been, following the new healthy diet, not just trying to lose weight, but the healthy stuff where it's no preservatives and this is better for you than that and all this stuff. Well, there is an approved, we follow a guy named Bobby Parrish, and there's a Bobby approved sweet snack, and they're called Unreal candies, and it's chocolate, like a dark chocolate knockoff of candy bars and stuff, you know, like you can get them that are knockoff Reese's or knockoff Snickers, you know, things like that. Well, Jody came in from shopping the first day that we were getting all this stuff together, and she found a huge, look at that big bag of Unreal that I found at Costco, and it wasn't even expensive. And it's a giant bag of the candy bars, little snack size. And it's the knockoff version of a Mounds bar.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. So dark chocolate and coconut.
Love a Mounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guess who doesn't?
You don't.
You.
No.
Anything dark chocolate.
It's well known.
I can eat dark chocolate if it's, you know, if I'm on some sort of craziness, you know, diet like this, but not coconut.
Yeah.
I don't eat coconut in anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh yeah, that's good. I said, I don't like coconut in anything. She goes, I know, but that's all they had.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We know.
But that's all they had. So I'm just wondering if they did have something else.
Oh, that she was lying to you?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she thought, what does she gripe about most? About if somebody goes and eats her stuff or eats everything that, you know, eats it too fast or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it would make sense that she would purposely get something in a huge bag that she knows that I'm not going to eat.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have the Unreal, like, knockoff Reese's.
Mm-hmm.
But I sent you a link the other day for our skinny dipped almonds, and I didn't realize that the Unreals were Bobby approved. You can get a package of the Unreals and the skinny dipped almonds together. They're expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, on Amazon, you know, where we mm-hmm. were looking online. And I was like, shoot, I want those, but I'm not paying $38 for
them. Ooh. But I think they have them at Costco.
Yeah.
Or Aldi or somewhere. One of those. Yeah. Cause he does those videos too, where he goes to finds them in the cheap places.
Yeah. I love mm-hmm. when he's at Aldi because I live near an Aldi. The mm-hmm. Costco is not close to my house at all, but
I'm so sorry to hear that. You live near an Aldi. I'll keep you on the prayer list.
Keep me in your prayers. Yeah.
Might as well just say I live near the emergency room.
Well, I do actually.
What's unreal about it though? What if it's dark chocolate? What's different about that than a Mounds or something?
Because of the type of they say the first thing, if you look at the ingredients, if it's a lot of word, if there are a lot of words, then it's probably not going to be good. You want the fewest amount of ingredients. And so like this may say dark chocolate, something coconut sugar, maybe what they used to sweeten it instead of, you know, cane sugar or fructose or whatever.
Less ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you have to convince Jody to start this diet or was it her idea? How did this go?
No.
Well,
if you will listen to today's edition of the TJ and Jody's House podcast, she was kind of like, she was trying to start something with me about that, about why all of a sudden I decided I wanted to start doing this.
Yeah. I mean, it is interesting.
And so, I just look at it like I've, all these years, I've been the one to say, even when, you know, when I was really into fitness and nutrition and all of that, I learned a ton about it and how to eat high protein, clean diet with workout and all that. And I was in great shape. But I've been one of those to say, we've been eating that stuff for years. Why are you freaking out about it now and all of that? And then I've been listening to some conservative commentators that have talked about it and how it's not the same as what it was when we were kids and that the ingredients in things are different. And So that's why I decided to start giving this a try. And then, you know, basically looking at it like, at this point, I'll try anything.
Okay.
You know, even this morning when I was considering having ribs taken out, if that was going to make me look skinnier, have a procedure done to remove ribs from my body.
Yeah.
But it's, and I don't want people saying, oh, he just, you know, listen to RFK Jr., you know, and I'm not a big fan of RFK Jr. because he's a liberal, no matter what, no matter what he did in this last election and all, he's a crazy ass liberal. So I'm not going to say I'm following him, but there are others that have been talking about it. And
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
They're turning the frogs gay. The preservatives in the food. When you brought that up to Jody, you both have to make a decision to say, we're doing this.
No, she came in with it as well. You know, she had come because she's always looking for healthier ways to eat and all that.
Yeah.
And, and she manages her weight pretty well.
Yes, she does.
So I was just like, okay, well, I'll give it a try. Because I honestly think, truth be known, I am too far gone now that I will always be obesity.
You're too far gone.
Well,
I'm over the edge now. I don't think there's any turning back. Ever since I caught the obesity.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, it's not necessarily about losing weight as much as being healthy. And you know, the older you get, and I'm in the same situation, you don't want to be unhealthy for your kids, for your grandkids, for your whatever. I mean, you want to have,
but you're not healthy if you're overweight.
You're not overweight.
Me?
Well, oh, you're not obese.
I am. I caught morbid obesity.
No, you didn't. Stop.
And I bet old Fauci and them gave it to me
probably
when they were doing all their shenanigans. It's a what do they call it? Gain of function research gave me the morbid obesity.
Yeah,
you got the Wuhan weight.
Yeah.
Well, I commend it, and it's really influencing me to be Bobby approved.
Is that?
But
truly.
But if I eat this way and I don't lose weight, then I'm scrapping it.
I get you.
Because I think that carrying so much extra weight is worse for your health, you know, than putting some preservatives in your system. If the preservatives can help me lose weight, then I'll go preservatives and non-organic all day.
Sure.
I get you.
If it's a trade-off, you know.
Yeah.
If you get to pick.
Mm-hmm.
True. If you get to enjoy life a little bit more. And
well, not just that. It's that I just believe that if I eat all the organic stuff and the Bobby-approved stuff and I'm still obesity, then that's not healthy.
Right, yeah. Right.
That's not helping me as being healthy at all.
Yeah.
But if I eat just regular chicken that's not organic and I eat just what used to be known as a clean diet and I do lose weight and get in better shape, then that's healthier than eating organic and staying obesity.
Because you know the other way works. You've done it years and years and, you know.
Right. But my old body's breaking down now, Leah.
Tell me. I know.
My old body is breaking down.
Will you be pissed if Jody loses a lot of weight and nothing happens?
No, Jody doesn't need to lose any weight.
No, she doesn't. No, but what if she does? Would you be like, damn, why didn't that work for me?
No.
No, see, I would.
No, I've been dealing with that for years anyway. I mean, even when I was really, really in shape, it took me, and I, you know, would go to the doctor and say, I have to be so regimented and so strict to have any success whatsoever. And then I have friends that are my age that can just stop drinking beer for a week and lose 10 pounds.
Yeah, yeah. Some people just work like
that. So there's always been something wrong with me.
I'm the exact same way. I had the same talk with my doctor. Like, why do I have to be so strict? It's crazy even lose a pound.
There was this interview with Tom Holland. He's an actor. He's like Spider-Man in Men's Health. And he said how much he has to bulk for movie roles and stuff. He goes, because the natural tendency for my body is if I don't bulk, I'm losing weight. And I thought, what, damn? Like you,
that's a Kyle move. My husband, he's a really? Yes. And it makes me so, and I'm very angry about it.
Why? We just didn't get that hand of cards dealt to us. No. I guess, so you got to work with it.
No, we got to work with it.
I know a guy that is always in shape, and he said the hardest part about him maintaining muscle is that he just doesn't like to eat. Oh. He says eating is a waste of time. I hate stopping to eat.
I'd rather just
go on about my day. It's not that big a deal to me. He doesn't enjoy food enough to have to fight with it.
Anderson Cooper's like that. He says, like, I don't care what I eat. I don't think about eating. I eat the same thing every single day.
I wake up thinking about what I'm going to eat all day.
I know.
Have you ever let your kind of like dreaming about something wake you up to where you can't go back to sleep?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh.
I've done that many times. I'll dream about something I'm cooking for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it wakes me up, I can't go back to sleep and I have to get up and go cook it.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a Tammy move there.
I wonder if we could get brainwashed into, let's find someone that'll hypnotize us into not liking brainwashed.
Like a cult.
Whatever, into not liking food. I'll join a cult if it makes me not like food.
Do you want to live like that,
though?
Yeah, I do. You don't want to not like food?
I do. I want to be repulsed by food.
Especially Slim Jim.
Yes.
If I hypnotize me to say every time I look at a Slim Jim, I just break out in hives.
That is the line of the century.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.